You're home every night. You get vacation and health benefits and matching 401k plans, as well as paid training and, most importantly, a safe working environment. Check us out at ericorp.com, or better yet, stop in at any one of our 6 local operations. We look forward to meeting you at All Right Paving and Ready Mix. That website, ARYCORP.com, All Right Paving and Ready Mix. Come join our family. We're equal opportunity employers.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Good morning. Pat McGee with you. Lauren Adams is here. Eric Tucker, too. Hold on to your hat or your toupee or whatever you happen to have today. Hey. Because, yeah, you don't have a toupee. Don't give me that. Eric doesn't. I've got the hat thing going on.
Yeah,
so... Wow, I don't know what it's doing down to our east, our friends down there in the Lamar area, but here in the La Junta area right now, we have winds out of the south at 33 miles an hour.
My goodness.
Gusting to 49 right at the moment. Yeah,
you can tell when we were driving up from Rocky Ford, there was some gust. Yeah.
Yep, so if you're out there in a high-profile vehicle on the east-west highways here in southeast Colorado, yeah, be prepared to get blown around a little bit. No matter where you're going, here in our area, we do have the high wind warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. There is a red flag warning in effect from noon today until 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
They're supposed to blow in any cool weather, too, I understand.
Maybe a shower or two. Yeah. Wind gusts tonight, 55 to 60 miles an hour. They will be dying down after midnight. Wind gusts once the sun goes down around 45 or so. But tomorrow here in our area, sunny skies, highs near 70. We are expecting a freeze coming up Friday night.
That's what I understand. Yeah, better get that garden wrapped up.
That's right. Yep. Get her wrapped up. And that's some of the things we're talking. I don't know. What are we talking about today? I know you had a little change in your schedule as far as
we're going to kind of go from the fly today. Our guest that, and if you've turned in today expecting to hear from Amber Weber, that's unfortunately not going to happen today. Amber gave me a call earlier this morning and something came up, as it does with busy professionals and moms. And,
that's right. There you go.
So, yeah, so, it just things happen. And
we'll get Amber back. We will.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's pretty eager to come on and talk about what she's doing lately. She's got her hands on a lot of different things when it comes to water in the Arkansas Valley. And I know that she's got some pretty important points of, talking points to put out there to for us all to be aware of that maybe we wouldn't be otherwise. So she's a very important person in our community to really pay attention to. So
we'll get Amber back quickly.
Yes, but so my good friend Eric, I gave him a call and he says, you know what? I am busy, but I've got your back, Lauren. We're going to come in and get it taken care of. So he came and parked his truck and trailer up there at Arkansas Valley Seeds, and I put him in my little car, and we got down here.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Eric, man, thank you for coming in for us. I know I can always count on you, and I know that we're always going to have an interesting conversation because we do every time we're together, whether there's a microphone in front of us or not.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We'll just let somebody else listen to us.
Yeah.
There you go. You call yourself a soil health enthusiast.
That's right.
And I know a lot of the things that you work on is the health of the soil so you can grow healthy crops or cover or whatever the case might be. But, boy, howdy. Look at this wind.
Oh,
this this wind can eat a patch of dirt in a big hurry.
Right.
Yeah.
Give it to your neighbors.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's why keeping it covered in southeast Colorado is a really good idea.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
When you leave open tilled fields, they blow.
Yes.
And they have. And we've known about that for, maybe a couple hundred years.
Just a few, yes.
Yeah. When you look out the window and you see that dark, hazy dust in the air, that's somebody's topsoil that's not on their property anymore.
You're going to see that today, too. You will see that today.
Yeah, we've been seeing that. Yep. When the driveways blow, the fields blow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where cover crops will help eliminate that.
Exactly.
We'll hold it down and we'll retain some moisture when we get it from time to time.
So many effects of that. And just the improvement in air quality that could be attained by, keeping that, that living root and that living plant in the soil so that the wind doesn't pick it up and carry it around.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, You know, I don't know why people, you know, blowing dirt's a bad problem. It's hard on the land, obviously.
Right.
But sometimes people get caught up in traffic accidents mm-hmm. and get killed, and mm-hmm. that's a huge problem. Right. But I think with cover crops, a little bit of no-till and some simple applications,
yeah.
I think we can eventually put this problem to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And like yeah. I said, you know, the depression and the Dust Bowl, that's mm-hmm. that's what started that.
It's a prime example of, yeah. of why we can't continue doing it that
mm-hmm.
way.
Right.
Well, many of our soil conservation techniques were developed after the Dust Bowl
exactly.
that was
yeah.
in the early part of the last century.
Yeah. Hugh Hammond,
and that was right after the Depression, like you yeah. said. Yes.
Yeah, Hugh Hammond Bennett. That mm-hmm. since we got a little time, that's it.
We got a lot of time, so take it away. Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
So Hugh Hammond Bennett is kind of the founder of actually soil health and conservation. Mm-hmm. What they were trying to do is keep the prairies from blowing away and gather up what prairies we had. And it's kind of a unique story because how they, and this is just kind of what I remember, bits and pieces. So if there's a real true historian out there that knows the story, give us a hand.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
Hugh Hammond Bennett was lobbying for the soil conservation money to start.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually were at Congress. And he knew that there was a bad dust storm out in the west, and it was actually blowing east. So they sat there and waited, kind of filibustered, and as the storm got closer and closer, they were all in a meeting, and all of a sudden it hit. And this is why Hugh Hammond Bennett said, this is why we need to appropriate money for soil conservation, mm-hmm. because that's Oklahoma and Kansas and Colorado, and you could tell by the different soil colors in the dirt, in the wind,
wow.
where it was coming from.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what sealed the deal and how things got started. And, you know, I paint with broad brush, but but that's kind of the story how I've read it and heard it. And, and
well, if you do have a point of view on this or you know something about the historic the history of this, give us a call, man. We would love to have a caller on the program today.
Indeed, about that.
Yeah.
719-384-2345.
Yeah.
384-2345. That's a pretty easy number to remember, too.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. But, if you want to get in on this conversation, please give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Or if you have any questions, we'll do our best to answer them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Eric, you and I have been involved pretty heavily with the Coffee Break Project lately. I know
right.
I've been into it pretty much since this program began, and I know that you've been, you know, participating in that. And that's something that every Monday and every Wednesday we get together and have coffee. Hannah Bates is over there. She's the Agriculture Outreach Coordinator for them. And she puts on coffee and donuts, and it's a great little environment. Pretty nice little cafe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Type of environment, yeah. You know, where you sit together and have coffee and eat donuts and talk about soil health or other things related to agriculture. And it's starting to develop a nice little group of people there that show up pretty regularly. And but it's Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and that's at 955 Swink in Rocky Ford. Now, that Coffee Break Project is kind of starting to become kind of a jumping off place for really some pretty cool agriculture points of interest, and we talked about bringing in a mutual friend of ours, haven't we?
Yeah, Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I recently talked with Derek, and he's also got a YouTube channel that I've been following pretty heavily lately, and it's called Irrigation Farmer. If you haven't checked out that, give him a try. He's right here in Wiley. Super, very likable, very nice young man, and super, super knowledgeable. And he's trying a lot of different things in his farm operations. Excuse me, and I think you coined the term. Safe to fail.
Oh.
You know, it's something, and maybe Derek mentioned that term too. But it's something, you know, it's just a small investment in a little corner, just trying something that might work, that he heard might work, or that they found some research on that says it might be something to try. And so he's trying that out in different areas of his different, you know, farms that he's working on, and. Here come the first, second week of November. He's going to come in and do a presentation for us there at the Coffee Break Project location.
Right.
And sure hope our listeners will keep an ear out for when that happens, because we would love for you to show up and meet Derek. He's going to show some clips from his YouTube channel, some different things that he's been trying. And it's here in the Arkansas Valley. This isn't some far-off distant place where they have different environments, different, you know, different levels of moisture. he irrigates, but he's also, just like everybody else, very dependent on the sky water that we get.
Right.
And works in our community. So I think that it's very relatable to what we can do here. And he's made some headway, and he's got some very real practical experience with trying some of these different soil health techniques, just trying them out. And some of them are really working.
Right. Yeah, I noticed this morning that he's got a new YouTube presentation. I didn't stop to look because I had to hurry up
broke
and go
down.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah, poor guy. Yeah, I watched it last night. And when it first came out.
Right.
But yeah, he's terrific. It's really kind of cool to keep up on what our neighbors are doing. And I like to follow. I follow several YouTube content creators, I guess they call them. But Derek is one, you can just relate because you know it's right here, and you know that's right here in the community. And these are issues and things that come up that farmers in our community deal with daily. Mm-hmm. And he really puts it in a light. And he comes at it from a point of view to where a novice like myself, I can grasp what's going on because of the way he's presenting it. And mm-hmm. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you mentioned that like as a presenter or something like that. I know so many of the kids, if you will, when you talk about the TikToks and the Instagrams and things like that, the internet influencers, these guys aren't influencers. They are, I would say, more they're educators. Because they are talking about topics that aren't just something that somebody might think is a cool thing to do or whatever. You're the next get the next cool thing you got to go buy or something like that. No, this is stuff that is going to sustain an agricultural business, possibly.
Exactly.
There's a huge difference between eating Tide Pods and coming up with a new way to plant a cover crop.
There you go.
Like I said, so again, the name of Derek's YouTube channel is Irrigation Farmer. Mm-hmm. Man, pull it up. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. Irrigation Farmer. Pull up Derek and just, get to know him and his family. He's got a beautiful wife, a wonderful daughter that he shows in the video sometimes. And I think he really exemplifies what it's like to be a farmer in our community. I mean, he's a, fairly large operation, but he's not so big that you can't relate.
He's very easy to talk to and visit with, and we've talked about a lot of different ideas, and he's shown me what he's done, and we've got some other mutual friends that
that's right you introduced me to Derek,
right? We're just building a small group, a network, people that have general interests kind of come together generally, then when you get some really specific interests, that's when you really get a tight group. And it's not necessarily a different language, but it's a different vibration on a language. Mm-hmm. Soil health is not a big worldwide subject.
Sure.
But the people that are into it and dedicated to it, we can sit down and talk about grazing or no-till farming or how to convert different ideas. And like Derek, he built a high-rise cedar plant into a growing crop.
He said him and a partner of his got together and built, and he kind of designed it, and then he had some help actually building it, as I understand.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I've seen some of the results of that, and it's pretty exciting, pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we talked a little bit about the benefits of that particular cedar, because he was talking about the interseeding that he did with that was able to get more of that cover crop in between those corn rows,
right,
so that it could get established. And in the YouTube video where he describes that, he lays it out where you understand why it's okay to plant that in there at that time frame, because if you plant something the same time you plant that corn, it's going to compete. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be well. So timing is extremely important, and Derek explains that very thoroughly to where you can really understand what you're doing if that's something you want to implement in your operation.
Accomplishing multiple ideas with other multiple ideas. When you look
And now I just want to make sure that we understand Derek isn't just all about the soil health, soil quality. I mean, I know that he's all about that, but his YouTube channel, it really covers just the day-to-day life of farming, and he does implement these other techniques in, like you say, these kind of safe to fail parts of his area and stuff. And I can't wait to get Derek back on the program, talk a little bit more about what he's doing, because I think it's pretty exciting that these things are attainable, they're achievable, they're not very difficult to get in there. So it's not the tear down the world, you got to change your entire operation, buy new equipment, and get into soil health whole hog, both feet, right now, spend all the money, because that's not where it's at. I think that we can communicate this and get people started on a pretty practical level to start moving towards the principles of soil health. And you really don't need to just dive in all the way like some of the advocates of soil health will have you believe.
Yeah.
I want to expound on that when we come back. We'll take our break here in just a moment.
Oh, golly, it's already there.
I mean, I'm not an ag guy or anything like that, but I think what you're talking about right here, which I find extremely interesting, say you do have a corn crop that you were talking about.
Right.
This new planter, this comes in and will sow the seeds of a cover crop to take over. Once you thresh that corn, it's gone. Gives it a head start. Is that what I'm hearing you're talking about right there?
Well, no, not exactly.
Almost.
Okay, well, explain it in layman's terms to somebody as exactly what that means when
we
come
me
back.
Me being a layman, I think I'm the person to say it.
I'm a little more layman than you are, I think. Yes, indeed.
Well,
all right.
Okay.
My favorite thing about agriculture is the food that's on my plate.
Right.
So there you go.
I agree.
It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ News Radio AM 920 KLMR. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds. We're coming right back.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need: CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Do you understand how a drought or lack of rainfall can affect your farm or ranch operation? At Golden Plains Insurance, they have the knowledge and expertise to help explain how to protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture range on forage rainfall policy. It provides protection to you by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Call today at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Hey folks, it's Ann Boswell, Ann with an E. My parents were those weirdos that gave me that family name with that silent E. So anyway, that silent E means that when you email us here to let us know what's happening so that we can cover it in your area, you have to include the E, A-N-N-E, at 25-7media.com. So make sure you're sending it with the E. Thanks for trusting us for your news, your hometown station, News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Martin's General Store is sorry to announce they're closing their Rocky Ford store permanently as of September 30th. But the store in La Junta at 601 East 1st Street will remain open with great deals for you. Stop in, enjoy 25% off all their used furniture in the store. You'll also find great items like appliances, antiques, new furniture, and many different items from their vendors. Stop by, the La Junta store is still open. Martin's General Store, 601 East 1st Street, La Junta. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Radio AM 920 KLMR, News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. That's Lauren Adams right over here from Arkansas Valley Seeds. It is that time for your, I call it tongue-in-cheek, the blatant plug for Arkansas Valley
right
Seeds. After all, I mean, you and Golden Plains Insurance do bring us this program here today. So, what do you have going on down there time of year?
First of all, since you mentioned Golden Plains, big thank you to Nick Palmer over there.
Bet.
We are so grateful to them for sponsoring this program. And I'm glad that they've taken an interest in what we're doing here. And, and it's just really neat that they've decided to use some of their advertising dollar on our program, and I think I'm just humbled by that.
Very good.
Arkansas Valley Seeds, we've been in business here for over 75 years. We're not the new things; we're the Rabbit Ears brand.
That's right. Rabbit Ears way back in the day.
That's right.
Indeed.
And we still carry that brand, and you know we don't talk about that enough. But we people remember Rabbit Ears a little bit better than they remember Arkansas Valley Seeds.
If you're old like me,
right?
Yes, okay,
it's such a cool brand, and there's a neat story behind it, and we'll cover that someday.
Okay.
But so right now it's getting to be fall. Things are kind of slowing up a little bit, but it's still a good opportunity to get some of the triticale and stuff in the ground. And if you want to come and talk to us, Josh is Josh has been with us now for 6-8 months, and he has really comes to, he brings a lot of great knowledge to our operation, and he's really terrific. And of course, Tony Davis, man, you just can't say enough about him, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, Tony's he's
just an amazing guy to talk to about. And he's very in tune with the philosophy of soil health, yes, and what the science is behind that. And he's really a good help. You know, he's a lot better than I am, and I'm learning a lot from him. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, go and talk with Tony if you have any questions or concerns, or maybe you're just interested in trying something different. If you've been doing the same thing over and over, and maybe you're getting okay results and you want to get excellent results.
Right.
Come and talk to Tony, and that's at 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford. And, of course, you want to give him a call at 719-284-7. Well, I forgot my own phone number.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's 720-660-9204 is my cell phone number. Give us a call there, and come by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Just turn south on 12th Street, and when you cross the railroad tracks, you better start turning.
There you go.
You're going to be right in our parking lot.
There's your card right here. I had Dylan's right there on top. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. There you go. 720-660-9204.
That's right. Yep. Mr. Call me Adams directly right there, and we'll put you in touch with Tony and Josh.
There you go.
Get you guys good to go. So back on the topic of soil health, I know we've really been plugging our friend Derek and his YouTube channel, Irrigation Farmer. Sure, no,
what's this thing that he built down there that you were talking about?
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to know about.
I heard a little bit about it the first time I talked with Derek, and then I watched the YouTube video that he where he was actually doing this, and he was explaining he had had a crop of corn that had already started, and mm-hmm. this machine will go in between those rows of corn and then plant a cover crop of your design, mm-hmm. right? And so the idea there is that you have to plant that after, as I understand this from a layman's term, that corn gets up a little bit. You plant that cover crop in between so that it's not competing with the corn during that infancy stage, as mm-hmm. I understood it, right? Mm-hmm. So then the corn comes up, and then when it matures enough and we cut that, right, then that cover crop is already there and established and ready to take us on into the next growing season.
Right.
Hmm. Does that sound about right to you, Eric?
Yeah. See, the thing I love about it is next spring or summer, when you're driving around and you see a cornfield, you'll see the corn growing in nice straight rows.
Right.
Well, look at what's in between the rows.
There's soil.
That's bare ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, if we're talking about solar panels and cover crops and armoring mm-hmm. and the next step, why wouldn't you want to use that bare ground mm-hmm. to plant another crop in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could plant for soil health reasons or compaction reasons or just to keep it growing. I mean, yeah. We've got sunlight to work with.
And there's so much you can do. You can build carbon,
yeah,
right? You can pull nitrogen right out of the air
yep.
and get that into the ground, as long as you got the microbial activity that you've got that,
see, that's
underground herd that you were talking about.
That's the thing. If you can start to eliminate bare ground in your farming and ranching,
mm-hmm.
you'll make more microbiology that'll do more for you. And it's not so much about a competition thing. At certain stages, there is no competition. Yeah. It's something bringing something to this, and then there's a huge symbiotic exchange.
Right.
And I don't know why we're not doing that, because it would just be more bang for the buck.
Right.
And it give you a head start. And like I'm a real solar energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, more growing crops in the same area just makes more sense.
Sure, it does.
Stacking
and then you can
design it.
You're not necessarily making money on that cover crop, right? That's not necessarily what you're doing. But what you are doing is you're improving that soil and getting it ready for the next cash crop. So you're really saving money, because you're not putting out as much in standard fertilization techniques and so forth. Is that right?
Well, here's the great thing about that. Yep. If you want to create a cover crop for grazing down the road, you could do that.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to bring in some cattle, customer cattle or your own cattle, and graze on that, that's even more to work
with. After that corn or whatever is harvested, it's there.
Yeah.
So they've got the stubble, and they also have whatever was growing in between.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's just, you know, if you got an idea or an imagination, you know, you can follow suit and come mm-hmm. up with something.
Mm-hmm.
And that cover cropping within the in a growing cash crop is a pretty fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. It's all about sunlight utilization.
Yeah. Well, there's just so many things that can be done very inexpensively. A cover crop mix is really inexpensive when you're talking about dollars per acre.
Oh, yeah.
And the benefit that you get out of that you would be putting in, you'll put in fewer dollars per acre to implement a little bit of these cover crops so that they'll put that organic carbon in the soil, which is a benefit you won't get from much fertilizer. And it'll also give you the benefit of adding nitrogen and other of those macro and micronutrients that you're paying for on the other side. So,
yeah.
And you're getting the benefit of building that underground herd, those microbes and the worms and the insects and that underground life that is so imperative to convert the energy or the nutrients that these roots are being able to put into the soil to convert that into something that your cash crop can uptake.
Right. I think it's interesting you refer to that as a herd, if you will.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I think that was something Eric had said, and I just hooked on to it.
Yeah, the underground herd, yeah. As long as you watch your disturbance, every time you plow or disc or something like that, you just destroy all that hard work.
Right.
So if you adopt a no-till or at least minimize your disturbance, chemical and tillage.
Right.
You know, you can really build a fantastic thing.
Sure.
And there's enough farmers worldwide that are doing this. There's lots of answers that are out there if somebody's interested. It's easier to find out now, especially with the University of YouTube.
Right.
But this isn't a lot of heresy like a lot of people think.
Yeah.
It's just a paradigm change. It's understanding kind of where you are versus where you want to go. And there's all kinds of cover crop designs. You know, you can design a cover crop to virtually empower your land or reduce something that you have going. And I've seen all kinds of cover crop mixes that eliminated compaction and even went to mitigate some salt issues, some alkaline problems, and build soil organic matter at the same time, take a cash crop off, and put cattle or livestock on for income. Yep. So there's all kinds of options.
Sense. The dollars make sense. So if you want to check our go ahead, Pat.
I was going to say, interesting that he talks about, you know, solving, you know, alkalinity problems, because that is a big problem here in Southeast Colorado.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge problem. Yeah. It's a very limiting problem.
A couple of folks have come up to me lately and said, you know, I've had my land leveled a little while back, and ever since then, I haven't been able to quite get anything to grow in there. And I kind of think probably what happened is you move that topsoil off of that there, and now you move that to another place. So now the soil that you have exposed doesn't have that life that lives within that top 3-4 inches of soil because you move that to somewhere else. And you got to reestablish those colonies, build that herd up over there. So, again, this is Lauren Adams with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. And I want to put out there that if you are interested in what we're talking about, go on to our website, avseeds.com.
Right.
On the upper right-hand corner, there's a little click. Click that button, and it'll take you right to our past episodes here. Eric, we've been on half a dozen times or more. We had the whole month of June where we talked about nothing but soil health.
Yep. Yep.
And so if that's a topic that's good, something you would like to get into, click on that. Listen to those podcasts.
Oh,
so there's that. And then there's also, of course, the Coffee Break Project coming Monday, Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. over there at 955 Swing. Drop in. Meet Eric and I. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'll be there at 6 a.m. Come and have a cup of coffee. Get to know me a little bit. I'd like to figure out what you're doing and get to know you. And it's just a great, friendly place to start your day. Have a cup of coffee, tell a few jokes, get a donut, and hit the road, get in the tractor, do what you need to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I developed a mild coffee flavored coffee addiction.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. So, Hannah brews up the good stuff over there, that's for sure.
So you're just not drinking the typical black radio station Joe like like right. I have here, the right. morning man
right.
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've got some foo-foo stuff.
Ah, you got the good foo-foo
the fruity
stuff.
Fruity foo-foo coffee. Yeah. And it's pretty yummy, pretty good stuff. And then the donuts, of course, are brought to us by Daylight Donuts.
Well, you can't go wrong with a donut.
No, it's kind of
hard to. I
know. I've never met a donut I didn't like.
Yeah, well, so. If you know me, I it's hard for me to pass up anything that's edible.
Ah, there you go. All right. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. Welcome along. Lauren Adams and Eric Tucker in with us today, and we are just basically shooting the breeze. That's right. what we are
Give
doing.
Give us a call.
So, yeah. And hopefully we'll get Abby Weber back in here again.
She
tied up with some family items, and we'll get her back in here.
Yeah, we don't know what
long,
it was, so. Some emergency.
Now, that's okay. Yeah. That's all right. Hopefully she's getting it all taken care of. Yeah. So we'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. And, of course, Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds is brought to you by the good folks at Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We're coming right back.
Do you understand how a drought or lack of rainfall can affect your farm or ranch operation? At Golden Plains Insurance, they have the knowledge and expertise to help explain how to protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture range on forage rainfall policy. It provides protection to you by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Call today at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need, CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, rainfall on Sunday morning was mainly over southern Otero County, with amounts under a quarter inch. Moderate drought conditions prevail over Crowley County, extending into northeast Otero and northwest Bent counties. And looking forward into much of next week, no significant relief is in sight. A vigorous frontal system will push across the southeast Colorado region today, but its only real effect will be to bring gusty shifting winds and a cooling trend into Friday. Scattered showers, though, may develop near the Kansas border. Another weaker disturbance could bring areas of light rain Thursday night with amounts under a tenth of an inch. Harvest operations should experience only minor delays since the precipitation will be rather light and drying conditions will be good between weather systems. Temperatures should average 5 to 10 degrees below normal for Thursday and Friday, and sub-freezing temperatures are possible, especially Saturday morning. Then above normal temperatures return for Sunday and Monday, falling back to near normal for the rest of next week. Soil temperatures are in the lower to mid-60s and should cool into the lower to mid-50s later this week, which will slow winter wheat development. Chemical applicators will have to deal with gusty winds today, likely decreasing tomorrow into the weekend. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All Right Paving and Ready Mix is looking for CDL Class A and B drivers. All Right Paving and Ready Mix is part of Erie Corporation, a local, third-generation, family-owned company. We have local operations in Lamar, La Junta, Trinidad, Pueblo, Canyon City, and Salida. Come be part of our growing family. At All Right Paving and Ready Mix, we offer competitive wages. You're home every night. You get vacation and health benefits and matching 401k plans, as well as paid training and, most importantly, a safe working environment. Check us out at airycorp.com, or better yet, stop in at any one of our 6 local operations. We look forward to meeting you at All Right Paving and Ready Mix. That website, AryCorp.com, All Right Paving and Ready Mix. Come join our family. We're equal opportunity employers. Back we are on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR, and all of the world on our websites. And of course, you can catch the podcasts on the site as well for Arkansas Valley Seeds, avseeds.com.
That's right.
You can't get away from us. You can't. No, we're going to be there haunting you.
That's right. We're starting to put those up on Spotify and some other
podcasting. Okay. Yeah.
You know, be patient with me on that, because I'm learning how to do that. And I'm kind of, you know, stumbling through. But we've got 40-some episodes, and I'm starting from episode one and kind of going one by one and getting those uploaded onto Spotify.
They are teaching an old dog new tricks right here. It can be done.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And Josh Beck in our office, he's my senior tech advisor.
Oh, is he? Okay, there you go. That's right. That's why I keep grandkids around, you know, tech advisors. Yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah, so. You know, we talked a little bit off mic about, you know, we're starting to hear so much interest in what we're talking about here. And we have registered a trademark or anything, but it's the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group. Hey, we had to put a name on it, right?
Right.
So it's the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group. And we're going to shoot that off of the Coffee Break Project. And the Coffee Break Project, they've got their website under construction, as I understand it. And then when the Coffee Break Project gets up and moving with that, the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group will get a page on that website. And so we'll be able to get a little more of a web presence when it comes to that, and a source of information. We've talked about writing different articles and putting those in there for people to, you know, and access to maybe some YouTube channels and things that we think that would be a point of interest. And so kind of a central point that would apply to folks here in the Arkansas Valley. So it's not as deep of a pool as just YouTube. Mm-hmm. So we can, you know, kind of narrow some of that information that's a little more pertinent to right here. So in talking about this in the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group, of course, Derek is going to come and do his presentation from Irrigation Farmer, the YouTube channel Irrigation Farmer. He's going to come and do his presentation first, second week of November. We don't know which yet. He's got to get done with his job. He's a working farmer.
Yep.
So when he gets that time, we'll set that up, and I will let the audience know plenty ahead of time so that we can get people to sign up to come to that, because we want you to sign up so we'll know that Derek has got the presence that he's got, and we'll pass the hat when he gets there, because his time is valuable. So there's that. So after Derek gets there and gets that set up, we hope that we'll have enough people around that we can have some contacts and we've got an idea to put on a soil quality class.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that, Eric, because you're the one that got me fired up about it.
Well, it's a great platform, so I'm looking at stuff I want to learn, and I'm hoping other people want to learn it.
Yeah.
We were talking about putting on a microscope school, and there's 4 or 5 people that are real interested in that.
Yeah.
And I've got a teacher lined up. Mm-hmm. And if there's more and more interest, we'll just be able to grow and build.
Right.
And we're kind of shaky right now because we're building so many things.
Sure.
But off into the future, next several weeks, a couple of months, we should have a good presence for people to show up and start to learn. And then we want feedback from those people on what they would like to learn.
Yeah. And then we've discussed bringing in equipment that we can leave there at the Coffee Break Project, and we can either facilitate it, you and I, or where people can bring in a sample and we can analyze it. This is a full-on analysis that you would get, say, if you went through the CSU Research Lab.
Well,
but it's a microscope class, and we might buy that equipment so that we could then use that to understand what that piece of technology can tell us.
Exactly. Yeah. This isn't to replace anybody.
Oh, heck no.
This is just to learn more for people that are strongly
interested. Generate that interest.
To see where we're at with your own soil on your own property,
and
how it's improving.
Right, you're never going to have the breadth and scope what CSU has on both knowledge and equipment.
No, I think what this does is that if I saw under a microscope what is going on in that soil. I can't wait to be able to identify these different things, right. You know, because I'm a dirt nerd, right? I want to see what's going on in there. I know when I worked in water and wastewater quality, we looked at those samples under a microscope, and it was just fascinating to see what's going on in there. Because
there's stuff living in there.
And it's alive, and there's a whole community, a colony, a herd that's under that ground, and you can learn about what's there and what maybe we can do to naturally provide a better habitat for that underground herd.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm stoked about, this microscope thing.
It's alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If we know where we're at and we have an idea of where we want to go, we can actually make a map.
Yeah.
So with the cover crops, we can idealize what we want.
Sure.
And then talk to you and Tony about figuring out what to start planting.
Right.
And then we can start to cultivate the underground herd and the soil organic matter, and you know, mitigate any problems.
You bet.
A lot, lot easier and cheaper than, you know, just nuking it and starting all over again.
And that works
year after year.
For your farm, for your ranch, for your turf, for your garden, no matter what it is.
Right.
So you don't have to be a large farmer. If you got a garden in the back, you want to know what's going on in your soil.
Right.
I think it'd be pretty cool to bring that sample in, look at it under a microscope, and understand what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and what that means to you and to the health of the soil that you're, you know, you rely on for your vegetables in the background, in the backyard, or, you know, the hay crop or whichever.
And it goes to say it'll expand. So with the microscope knowledge, a little bit of it,
right,
we're also going to start developing compost, interest in compost.
I'm glad you brought that up.
And not just for a little 5x5 garden.
Mm-hmm.
We've got friends out there in the world that are producing compost tea and compost tea extracts on a large commercial farming scale.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's changing their soil, and it's changing their land, and it's changing their economic outlook.
So we're going to do a class here coming up, right?
We're going to start going in that direction.
Yeah.
You know, we might start out with the 5x5, but we'll end up a lot bigger because it's all scalable.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
And we just have to know a few bits and pieces and start putting it together. But I want to know who's out there that wants to know this stuff.
Yeah, the best way to do it is to give Eric Tucker a call at
719-980-3745.
If you can remember that number, we'll repeat it later in the broadcast. So if you're
980-3745.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
We'll
take that last break real quick. We'll be right back to tie a ribbon on it today. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. We'll put a ribbon on it next. Stay there.
We do all right.
Fall is here, and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need: CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
December 1st is the sales closing date on a 2021 pasture rangeland and foreign rainfall policy. This policy provides you protection by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Golden Plains Insurance has the knowledge and expertise to explain to you how you can protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture rangeland and forage rainfall policy. Call Golden Plains Insurance at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, homegrown and independent, just like you.
Wrapping it up on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 KBLJ, we have about enough time to tell you Eric Tucker's phone number one more time if you'd like to contact him about talking about the microscopes and different stuff like
soil
that.
Health.
Yep, soil health. 719-980-3745, 719-980-3745. Or you can get a hold of Mr. Lauren Adams with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 720-660 920-460-9204 with that 720 area code. Or ring them up over there in Rocky Ford at 254-7469. You got about 20 seconds to say goodbye.
All right, fellas, folks. Well, tune in. We're going to have a great show next week, and we're going to be talking about the Colorado Agribility Project and how the Coffee Break Project is tying in with that.
All right.
So listen to that promo coming up soon.
Yep, that'll be coming up next week on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds right here on KLMR and KBLJ. We have it brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and, of course, Golden Plains Insurance.
Thanks again.
The News at Noon coming up next.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, La Junta.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Stephanie Ramos.